domestic shipping program has been running for 3 months, I think, now. And the first ship, the Kamara, has done 3 trips going from Kupang in East Nusa Tenggara and making several stops in the Sumba Islands and Sumbawa Islands as well. And then they bring the cattle to Surabaya port, Cirebon port, and Jakarta port. So the first 2 trips was a little bit of a disaster, I can say, because the traders suffer heavy losses.
And why was that?
They said that the local farmers, when they bring the cattle to the port, they have to pay several fees along the way. Like they have to clear the checkpoints for the healthy local authorities. It sometimes can add up to 15 checkpoints, and they have to pay certain fees in each checkpoint. So when the farmers got their cattle and sold their cattle to traders at the port, the price already inflated.
So that was for the first two shipments. The third one has arrived in the last week or so.
Yeah.
And I understand those problems have been fixed. Is that right?
Yeah. In the last trip, government decided to make 2 additional port of call in Sumbawa. So they can source more farmers. But that doesn't eliminate the fundamental problem with the fees, additional fees that farmers have to pay. So that's the first thing. And the second one is that Jakarta needs like 700 to 900 cattle per day, but Kamara only able to deliver 500 maximum every month. So they will need more ships to supply Jakarta.
More ships or more cattle from Australia?
Yeah, maybe. You can say that. But I think the government is very adamant to have as much as possible, as many as possible cattle from local farmers.
And what are the local farmers in places like Nusa Tenggara? What are they telling you about the program?
So, some of them says that it doesn't help much with their selling price because the traders ask as low as possible. But they're hoping that if there are more ships that deliver their cattle, the price, they will have more bargaining power.
And is the government planning to build more ships?
Yeah, government is planning, I don't remember, but several ships will be start their voyage this year.
And it's still early days for this domestic shipping program, but do you feel it's having any impact on the price of beef in Jakarta?
Right now, no, not so much, because like we have over 130,000 rupiah last Christmas, and now it's only and just drop a little bit to 115,000 rupiahs. It is not like a big drop because the government aims to have the prices drop to like 85,000. Of course, they sell the cattle at 85,000 from the Kamara, but the supply is just as I said before, it's just too small to have an impact to the overall market.
Thanks for your time and your insight today, Dion. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. You're welcome.